Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Angry, energetic songs that rail against the chaos in the world today. Jim and Patrick and fellow suburbanites, this is Bob Peterson calling in with my August new music picks. This month, I thought I would just stick with artists that I just discovered. And my first pick is Greg Freeman and his album Burnover. He's a singer-guitarist who's from the emerging indie country scene going on in Burlington, Vermont. It's a lot like the Asheville scene in that there are a number of talented artists who collaborate together and appear on each other's albums. For instance, Greg contributes to an album released earlier this year by Lily Seabird, who's also from Burlington. And Lily, likewise, plays bass in his touring band and on his recent album, Burnover. And what's more, Greg really reminds me a lot of MJ Lenderman. Take a listen for yourself on the song I picked, Gulch. Baby, we're just pissing on our clothes. Some people read the rear view mirror, some read the fuel gauge tick, some look into the lights for fun and drag on the stretch, and some sentences never stick. Are you living in the waste of a widowed place, or in the city's strung out lights? Are you there in the back looking at me tonight? My next pick is from the shoegaze band Winter from Boston, and this is their fifth release called Adult Romantics. I read about this album in AllMusic, where it got a glowing review, so I figured I had to check it out. And I like what I hear, and it makes me want to go back and discover their back catalog. The song I'd like to feature is called Hide a Lullaby. We'll be right back. The last album I'd like to review is the new release from OCs called Abomination Revealed at Last. And this is my first foray into the music of this veteran group that's been around for almost 20 years. The lineup has changed, and so has their sound over time, but the one constant has been their leader, John Dwyer. The band gets lumped in with other psychedelic trash rock groups like Fuzz, Frankie and the Witch Fingers, and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. On this album, they definitely take a hardcore approach, with a lot of angry, energetic songs that rail against the chaos in the world today. The song I want to feature is called Fight Simulator. Take a listen to this and channel your inner rage. Well, thanks for checking out my picks this month. I have to mention there's a few bands that I love that have also had stellar releases, including Margot Price and The Best, but I'm sure other people will mention those. So make sure you tune in to Rockin' the Suburbs podcast and listen to Rockin' the Suburbs radio, including my show, Midlife Crisis, which airs at 4 Eastern on Thursdays. Have a great day.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter from just outside of Baltimore calling with my best new music picks of August. Another great month of music, absolutely overloaded with good stuff. Real cool new band called Wombo, kind of a jagged, punky band, came out with a good record. Pool Kids has a nice new record out. Hand Habits came out with a good record. Marissa Nadler came out with an absolutely gorgeous record. The band Wednesday released another new song from the album that's coming out in September that I'm sure a lot of us will be talking about when it comes out. And the band Shame also came out with another new single. So my picks for best new album and song are from a couple bands that everybody on this podcast knows. One is The Beths. The album Straight Line was a lie. Really nice record. I wasn't a big fan of their last record, but I like this record a lot. Very catchy, and lyrics are quite good. Somewhat introspective. The song I recommend playing is Metal.
Yeah.
Then the other well-known band I'm going to highlight is Spoon. They are working on a new record. They put out a couple of tracks of that in August. And a track I like a lot is called Chateau Blues. Pretty typical Spoon song, pretty typical Jim Eno beat on the drums. But, you know, if it works, it works. I hope everyone is having or had a great summer. And look forward to everyone else's picks. And thank you very much. Take care. You know, if it works, it works.